Hi, my name is Govind Jayaraman, and this is Paper Napkin Wisdom. Today we have Gerard Murtaugh. Gerard is a serial entrepreneur. He has made his importing and exporting business, GRM Exports, IBT International, and Sunshine Trading, big successes. He's also got a company called Moldman, a mold removal company that is in high growth mode. A serial entrepreneur who has a simple mantra that he shares in his paper napkin. Let's listen to my conversation with Gerard. Gerard, welcome to Paper Napkin Wisdom. I'm thrilled that you could join me here today.
Thank you very much for having me.
So you shared with me an interesting paper napkin when we were at MIT's Entrepreneurial Master's Program with Entrepreneurs Organization. And I was wondering if you could just read it out loud to everybody listening.
My paper napkin wisdom is persistence is the key to success.
So why did you share that with me?
It's a mantra that I live by. Literally every day, and if I had tattoos, it would probably be across my chest. Persistence is the key to success is really important to me. As I grew up in a great, loving family, but I still do today. I suffer from dyslexia, and through school it was extremely difficult, like learning and adapting to the curriculum and all the rest of it. And, I love sport. And one of my early memories was of Michael Jordan, and I love basketball. So I used to just read about him and watch movies about him, and he was my icon as I grew up. And one of the things that I knew about Michael Jordan was that he was dropped from his – high school basketball team. Then he went on and to North Carolina and then to the Bulls, and then we all know the story. But what resonated with me was that, he had to work harder than everybody else. He had to hit 100 shots every night before he could go to bed. It was all the extras that he had to do to prove to the team and to prove to his coaches that he deserved to be in those arenas and also on those teams. And I use sport as a way of getting through school. But when you start to realize that school's about to end and you've got to make a move and that fear sets in of like, what am I going to do with my life? I just realized that, those lessons that I learned in sport were exactly the same lessons that I'm going to apply to life, and that is just to work harder than everybody else and to constantly persist day in, day out, regardless of the environment, regardless of the situation, is that you've just got to keep going and getting up, and you've got to have consistent focus and on your goal. Now, sometimes, especially in business, you can persist and persist and persist with a bad idea or a bad business and you just have to let it go. So, and I've had that experience where I thought that working hard and persisting with a business would make it successful, and it just wasn't going to be. But generally in life, I believe that if you work harder than the guy standing next to you, you've got a better chance of being more successful than he does or she does.
Yeah, that reminds me of a really great quote that opportunity is often overlooked because it's dressed in overalls and looks like work. And that's what you're talking about, right? I mean, that opportunity is work. And if you're working harder, if you're persisting through those challenges, you're more likely to make it to the other side.
Exactly right. When you're looking at an opportunity, if you're working harder than the next guy that's looking at the same opportunity, you're going to realize sooner than he is or she is that opportunity is a great opportunity, or if it's a bad opportunity, or if it's not an opportunity that fits for you. And so for me, I've had so many different businesses come across my desk over the last 10 years. And in my early days, I tried to do all of them. And as I get older and a little bit wiser, I'm letting more go, but I'm still being able to research those businesses or those opportunities extremely quickly without saying, oh, I wonder what would have happened if that business had succeeded. And some ideas and some opportunities I've seen have had the right people in them and have gone on to great things. And I didn't see that happening when I was involved. But you know, for me, like it's 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm at work. I'm usually up this early because I usually get 3 hours of work in before anybody else is out of bed. My staff hate it because they think that I'm working harder than they are. But really, it just enables me to get a jump on the day, and it's proven to be a successful trait that I've just been able to put together businesses or put together business plans or put together ideas and opportunities before people have actually realized that, maybe even 12 hours or 24 hours have gone past. They've gone, geez, you've already done that. It's like, yeah, well, we're not going to wait around and wait for somebody else to do it. Like, this is the plan. And I'm constantly, swerving. I'm constantly pivoting. I'm constantly looking at different ways to improve. And it never stops. So I usually tell myself when things are tough or I'm tired or things aren't going well is that if we continue to persist, then we'll be successful. And bringing it back to sport, my best friend is a professional athlete. And ever since I've known him as not the most talented person, and not the fastest or the biggest or the strongest. But all he was the hardest working. That was his key trait that was great and that was different with him. And he was picked on junior teams only because they were like, this is the hardest working kid on the team. He's not the most talented, but hey, let's just put him in because, if the chips are down, this kid's going to work harder than everybody else. He's going to motivate everybody else. And now he's in the end of his career. He's having all this great success and people are like, you're just, irreplaceable. You're in this team, but there's no way that we could have done this without you. And that all comes back to his hard work. And I guess that's why we're mates is because, we both work extremely hard and we're constantly pushing each other. He does it on a football field and I do it in a boardroom, but we both strive each day to work just as hard as one another because we believe that it's the true way for us to get ahead and succeed. So
let me ask you about that. I think you talked a little bit about having a buddy in all of this. Has that been really important to you and helpful as a leader to maintain persistence, especially when things get tough?
Yeah, and over the last, since I've known this guy over the last sort of 10 years, it's been amazing because he understands. He can talk to my wife and his wife can talk to my wife about the different challenges that go with being with somebody that wants to work harder than everybody else. I get in trouble a lot from my wife for, not spending as much time as I should at home or I'll get in trouble for waking up in the middle of the night and going down to my computer and throwing out a few emails or jotting down some notes. It is definitely a balancing act, but having somebody there that relates to me and relates to the desire to work hard and to persist and do something that you love has made it a lot easier.
So let's talk about that notion of balance. When you talk about being in so much earlier than everybody else and persisting in those challenging circumstances, do you have a problem with balance? Are you not engaged in other parts of your life?
It depends on who you ask at the moment, but I would definitely say I have a balance issue. And it was more so evident when I had the other businesses, and that has And we've, that's definitely changed since I've come home from EMP and regained focus on what's important. You know, obviously family is the most important part of our lives, but there's no point in providing for a family if they're going to leave, you know, if they're not going to be with you because they don't want to put up with this guy that's never around. So for me, definitely balance, has to, it's a huge issue for me at the moment. Because I do want to work hard and I love what I do. So I don't really see, like, I don't call it work because, you know, it's just what I do. But we're, you know, I am working through that with my wife and my daughter, to make sure that I am present at those important times. And that's the beauty of being an entrepreneur is that I can say, like yesterday, I'm leaving. I've got swimming lessons to go to and I was able to get out of the office and be at that swimming lesson. I did start at 4 o'clock in the morning, but, you know, leaving at 4 o'clock in the afternoon from the office, you know, most people wouldn't usually do that because there's still another couple of hours of work left in the day. So, it is difficult. But I think for any entrepreneur, there are going to be sacrifices. The way I explain it to a lot of people is that if you've got, two cups of water, and they both represent about 12 hours in a day, and you've got two parts to your life. You've got your business and you've got your family. Now they're both full, glasses of water. As soon as you continue to put on glasses of water, like another business or a hobby or, you know, drinking with your buddies or, you know, you start to lose water out of each one of those cups. Now, if you take it out of the business, so you do it during the day when you're meant to be at work, then your business is not going to be as successful. But if you do it but the same principle applies when you do it with your family. If you start taking time away from your family, before you know it, you've got nothing left in your family cup. And that's when you get in trouble. So for me, it's, what I've been doing recently is just eliminating those cups from my life, eliminating parts of my life that take me away from my business and take me away from my family. And so that's, you know, that's hard because you want to be able to do what you want to do. But, the bigger picture is being able to spend more time with my family in the next couple of years. So if I work extremely hard at work and I work extremely hard with my family and make sure that I'm present and I don't have social media and I don't have my phone when I go to the park, when I'm playing tea parties with my daughter, that's going to get me a fantastic result in my family life and it's going to get me a fantastic result in my business life. And then, you know, if I exit or sell or I get to the point where the business is, sustainable without me, then I'll be able to be at the opening of an envelope for my daughter and my wife. So, that's what I'm focused on now is really prioritizing, you know, my life. And unfortunately that means putting things back, like hobbies and different things that you really want to do, but really, the bigger picture is spending more time with the family as my daughter grows up and as we transition through the stages of life.
Yeah, I think that with all things there are seasons, and I think that what was really interesting is where you started off. You know, the you talked about, you know, maybe balance being a challenge, but then you brought up the cups analogy, and I think what was really interesting is that really what you were talking about was distraction from the main areas of focus were the bigger problem. Not so much balance that there was enough time, but it was being diluted by distractions. And those squirrels may have looked like businesses, but there's things that took you away from what you really should have been working on, right?
Exactly right. And that's exactly what I'm talking about. I've had that many opportunities come across my desk, and I'm like, yeah, let's get into this. And yeah, let's get into that. Oh, that's going to be a $1 billion business. And you know, let's go after that. But really what that just ends up doing is alienating, you know, your current businesses, the staff that are in those businesses. It alienates your family. It just doesn't, it doesn't work. Now, for me, I've made a decision to, I got married very young, I've had children young, and it's the greatest thing that I've ever done. It does make it difficult, but they are more important to me than anything else. So it's all about prioritizing that now and making sure that I don't get distracted. And when an opportunity comes across my desk, I just shake the fellow's hand or the young lady's hand and say, congratulations, it's a great idea, but you need to speak to this person because I'm not involved. And who knows, if it does go on to be a $1 billion business, they might come back and say, thank you very much for that advice in that meeting or whatever. But for me, I know that I'll be successful in my current businesses now, and that's what's most important for my family.
You know, one of the things that I think was really interesting that you said was this notion of distractions alienating you from the things that are more important. And I think that that's something that we take for granted. You know, we think that we can be distracted, and everything that exists in our lives won't get hurt feelings about it, but that's not true.
Yeah, well, I believe that you have to obviously work hard and persist, and persistence is the key to success. And so when an opportunity comes across your desk, you think, I've got to do that. So what does that mean? That means an extra, you know, you've got to do the work you're already doing. So you work till, you know, 5, 6 o'clock at night, and then you've got this new opportunity. So now you're working till 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night. Now, if you don't have kids, and you don't have a wife, then that's fine. You can do whatever you want to do because that's the decisions you've made. But people are going to get to that point in life where they are going to have kids and they are going to have a wife and they are going to have that part that they need to invest in, and that becomes way more important than any opportunity or any business. Because, like for me, I'd see these great opportunities and I just have to be involved in them. I didn't want to let them go. I didn't want to be the guy that, you know, missed out on investing in Facebook, so to speak. You know, I wanted to make sure that if an opportunity came across my desk, I was going to be involved in some way. And that's just limited my amount of time that I can invest in the people around me. And so what happens is they just think that you're an asshole. They think that you're always tired, you're always cranky, you're always, you know, frustrated, and why do you come home so angry all the time? And it's, well, because I've got so much to do, and you make all these excuses about, you know, why you need to be emailing on a Sunday night, or why you need to be, you know, at a park, and instead of pushing your daughter on the swing, you're on your email, or you're checking the dashboard of one of the companies, or you know, somebody's texting you about something, and you're justifying, hey, I'm doing this for you. I'm trying to make money because we need money to have a great life. And in the end, you just have to realize that especially with a family, that you can't. You have to be really focused on your business, because being focused on your business, well, it will give you time to then go spend time with your family. And I've only just learned that. I've been in business for 10 years and I've only just learned that. So.
Yeah, it's a Vernism. Vern Harner says radical structure creates radical flexibility. And that radical structure and radical focus is I think what you're talking about here. So when you talked about Michael Jordan off the top, and you talked about Michael Jordan being an inspiration to you, and that he worked harder at practicing his craft, is there something that you do to put yourself in that intentional place, in that intentionally persistent place, especially when the going gets really tough?
I usually shut down all distractions, really. If I'm, you know, to get into work mode, I try and clear all distraction, you know, phones, emails, all of that sort of stuff. I try and create an environment in my office that is peaceful, so that I can get in that zone, so I'm not getting distracted. For me, I have a clear process of how I go through my day, of how I structure it with, you know, how I write all my tasks that I need to achieve for the day. I then prioritize those tasks. I then align them to make sure they're aligned with the goal, the end goal. I then make sure that they're in line with, you know, our weekly goal, our monthly goal, our 3-monthly goal. And then I execute. And I go through, you know, that process until all those tasks are done. I also set myself time, parameters for tasks so that I don't get stuck on one task all the time, unless it is the most important task and it is going to take, you know, 4 hours and it works out and it's going to take 10, but it has to be done. So obviously there's those times, but usually I put time parameters around what I need to achieve so that I don't get locked down and I do make sure that the other parts that I need to, those other tasks. And I have a lot of meetings, and I get help from my team. I don't try and put it all on my own shoulders. And I don't put it all on somebody else's shoulders in the business. I make sure that I am, I'm constantly sharing the load. And the other part of it is I get everybody to write down what they are achieving, what they've got to achieve for the week. And, you know, instead of they're on their desk or they're up on the board, we know what everybody's action items are within the business for, and how they're going to improve. So we have 3 meetings a week with our team, and every single one of them is based around, is improving. So, and improving the company. So it's all about environment for me. And making sure that I don't get distracted because I like little red balls and squirrels and things like that. So I have to make sure that nobody can – I've got to make sure that my – that's why I have an extremely large computer screen in front of me right now so I can't see around it because if I could see around it, I'd probably wonder what somebody else was doing. So what else do I do?
I think that's really great. You know, what I think was really interesting about your answer was we were talking about, you know, the question was really about Michael Jordan's practice, you know, the practice piece that gets him ready for the games, and you equated that to preparation. You know, in your business life, when you're working, you're highly prepared going into the situation so that you stay focused and on point. And I think that's really kind of neat.
Yeah, I always practice is preparation. If you fail to plan, then you're planning to fail. And so for me, it's all about preparation and being and ready for, like, you know, I take bringing back to sport, being ready for the game.
Yeah, no, that's great, Jared. I think this was a great conversation. Our time is up today, but hopefully I can bring you back again. What do you think?
I'd love to come back and have another chat with you.
That's great. Have a great day.
Same to you. Bye.
What a great conversation with Jared. And, you know, I'm really grateful that he shared that with me. And I think that one of the things that we have to be mindful of when we think about persistence, it's not persistence at any cost. And of course, there are seasons. With all things, there are seasons. There are going to be times when we have to be deadly on in terms of the work that needs to be done. We need to be more persistent than anyone else and get through. Success is an awful teacher. And we learn much more in challenging times, and we've got to apply that. But at the same time, we've got to pace ourselves and make sure that we don't burn out. There are seasons, but all seasons change. And it helps when you love what you do. Balance is a really big part of my pattern. What works for you? I'd love to hear about it. Join the conversation by logging on to papernapkinwisdom.com. Alternatively, you can follow along at Wise Napkin. We've also got a Facebook page. Just look for Paper Napkin Wisdom on Facebook. Last but not least, remember that you can go on and ignite your leadership journey and get to the next level by joining me at PNW Leadership Academy. My name is Govind Jayaraman. This was Paper Napkin Wisdom. Make it a great day.